Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at names of God. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 5. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or on earth beneath or that's in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I am the Lord your God. I'm a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. Man, a lot in that verse. We need to think through it. Our passage today contains the first commandment of the Ten Commandments given to Moses by God on Mount Sinai. And God begins with a clear statement, I am the Lord your God. And then the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. God's reasoning is this, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Later in Exodus 34:14, God told Moses, for you shall worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. That's the Hebrew word Elkanah, a jealous God. Jealousy, tainted by man's sin, is a character flaw. I want to say that again. When we're talking about jealousy from a human standpoint, that's a problem. That's a character flaw that leads us to sin. Jealousy causes us to want things that are not ours. It embitters us to the person that has them. And in Galatians 5, Paul calls jealousy an act of the flesh. However, for God, jealousy is not marred by sin. So when we say that God is a jealous God, we are saying that's his perfect desire for us to be his people and for him to be our God. He is God, and there is no other. He won't share us with anyone, and he doesn't want us to share him with other things. Our search for other gods leads to emptiness, but God wants us to be filled with him. He is passionate. He loves us. Moses wrote in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. So God, whose name is jealous, loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you on a cross. He yearns for you to know him and love him. He desires for you to find significance and security in him alone. He wants you to know that he accepts you for who you are and desires to forgive and empower you with his Holy Spirit. He loves you unconditionally and forgives you when you fail. He is the one we find our identity in. So it's time to get rid of other gods in our life. The Lord God is a jealous God. He is Elkanah. Father, show me anything or anyone in my life that I hold as a God that is in competition to you. Show me any habit or possession or person that I place before you. Help me to serve you and serve you alone. Help my love to burn passionately for you, just as your love burns passionately for me. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.